We need to get people to the polls and give them rides, but just this idea that there are a lot of people, particularly in Texas, who are shut out of our democracy. And really, that's just as a result of the history in our state with voter suppression.
Jody Johnson, the president of Rideshare to Vote PAC, knows there is an urgent need to provide transportation opportunities for voters across the country. She is actively working to meet the needs of millions of voters who see transportation as a barrier to voting. We talk about that and more in this week's episode. America the Voiceless. Elena Perez.
And I'm Nikki Rojas. We're the host of America the Voiceless.
We believe all Americans have a voice, but too many Americans face roadblocks when it comes to casting their vote. America the Voiceless looks into the barriers many Americans have to overcome to make sure their voices are heard during the voting process.
In 2016, 14% of eligible voters noted that transportation was a barrier to voting. That represents millions of voters who simply could not get to the polls to cast their ballots. It's likely that the coronavirus pandemic will only make that worse.
Thankfully, companies and organizations are stepping up to get these voters to the polls so that they can make their voices heard during one of the most important elections of our country's history. Rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft are providing free or discounted round-trip rides to the polls.
They're not the only ones. Local and national organizations are also mobilizing to get voters to the polls. These organizations often fill the void that local governments leave behind when they don't provide safe and free transportation for voters.
One of those organizations is called Rideshare to Vote, an initiative that was born in 2018 in Texas. We spoke with Sarah Kovich and Jody Johnson, who run Rideshare to Vote, a partisan PAC that aims to get Democratic voters to the polls. Rideshare to Vote's main mission? To fight voter suppression and help increase voter turnout.
So Rideshare to Vote is a free round-trip ride to the polls for any voter. We target low-propensity Democratic voters, and we try to work to help increase voter participation, while at the same time hoping to make a nick in voter suppression.
Of course, Rideshare to Vote got its start in the before times. Before a global pandemic killed more than 1 million people worldwide and more than 223,000 in the US alone. Sarah and Jody explained that when Rideshare to Vote first started, they could take several voters per ride. But now they have strict COVID-19 rules to ensure the safety of their drivers and their riders.
Sarah said that their drivers are now instructed to take just one voter per ride. Both drivers and riders must wear masks during the ride to the polls, and windows must be down to maximize airflow. Rideshare to Vote drivers are even directed to wait 15 minutes before accepting a new ride.
That's not all. Sarah mentioned that drivers are continuously sanitizing their vehicles, and some have even taken it upon themselves to set up clear plastic barriers between themselves and their riders to optimize protection.
What we've done is try to do everything reasonably possible to make sure that people can still vote and feel safe.
While Rideshare to Vote is a partisan initiative, nonpartisan initiatives are popping up throughout the U.S. It's not just civil rights or voting rights groups that are leading the charge either. In fact, the National Funeral Directors and Morticians Association are offering free limo rides to the polls. The association aims to get 300,000 voters to the polls in Baltimore, Miami, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Kansas City.
Jeez, I'd hate to be the incumbent candidate right now, when funeral directors and morticians from across the country are literally mobilizing to get almost 500,000 voters to the polls. It's also just a testament to how pervasive the transportation issue is, when we have to rely on funeral home limos to get folks to the polls.
Exactly. The National Funeral Directors and Morticians Association is not the only organization hoping to get voters to the polls. A number of NAACP chapters are providing free rides to voters during early voting and plan to give rides on Election Day. A group of organizations in Georgia also teamed up to provide free Uber rides to voters.
Claire Cox, member of the Women's Diversity Group, one of the organizations that are helping to provide these rides, told WMAZ why it's so important to increase accessibility to the polls.
Some folks in Macon-Bibb County are offering free rides for early voters. The Women's Diversity Group, the League of Women Voters, Georgia Women, and the Macon chapter of the Lynx have joined together to provide free Uber rides to polling locations starting this Saturday. The groups want to make the voting process a little easier, especially for people who have limited transportation options.
It's just really important that everybody has access to voting, and there are some in our community aren't able to get to the polls because of not having transportation, and so we're trying to meet that need. This is one of the ways that we can assure that every member of our community has the opportunity to get to the polls.
These companies and organizations are addressing a very dire issue that's affecting more voters than the general public really knows about. Jody told us that getting voters to the polls is of the utmost importance for them in Texas, especially given the state's long history of suppressing the vote of marginalized communities.
We need to get people to the polls and give them rides, but just this idea that there are a lot of people, particularly in Texas, who are shut out of our democracy. And really that's just as a result of the history in our state with voter suppression. It is very difficult to vote here. A lot of people understand that, but we're still educating people. And as a result, we have a lot of people in this state who have really given up and are not participating in our democracy in Texas. We have very low voter turnout.
Jody's right. While it's never been easy to vote in Texas, the 2013 Shelby decision made it significantly harder. Back in episode 3, Dr. Carol Anderson explained to us just how quickly Texas jumped to promote voter suppression when the Supreme Court decimated the Voting Rights Act.
In 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act. The Voting Rights Act was put in place to deal with the kind of voter suppression that emerged out of the Mississippi Plan. In 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court said that there's no need really for the pre-clearance provisions of the Voting Rights Act, which said that states that had a history of discriminating against its citizenry and that had used some of these voter suppression techniques, that they had to be pre-cleared. They had to get the okay from the U.S. Department of Justice before they changed their voting laws. The Voting Rights Act worked. It worked so well that the U.S. Supreme Court gutted it, saying that racism was no longer a factor in American society, not like it was back in the 1960s. 2 hours after that Supreme Court decision went down, Texas implemented a voter ID law that the courts have found to be racially discriminatory.
7 years after the Shelby decision, Texas is hard at work to erect barriers to voting. On October 1st, Governor Greg Abbott made the outrageous decision to limit ballot drop-off boxes to just one in each county. In Harris County, the third most populous county in the country, that means there is just one ballot drop-off box instead of the original 12.
That's absolutely ridiculous. One drop-off location for more than 4.7 million people makes absolutely no sense, especially during an ongoing pandemic.
Yup. We asked Jody and Sarah if Rideshare to Vote was affected by this decision, but they said it hasn't affected their efforts. However, they did note that restricting the number of ballot drop-off boxes isn't the only way Governor Abbott is trying to affect voter participation.
This is just a continuation of a very long history of voter suppression in Texas. and it is continuing. Harris County is the most populated county in Texas. It's rather blue, quite blue. The Republicans know that if we get high Democratic turnout in Harris County, it will flip the entire state of Texas, which will deliver 38 electoral votes and all kinds of other ramifications. As a result, the governor, just last week, he's trying to go after shutting down curbside voting, which our drivers are trained in. So if we drive someone up, you know, there's a lot of people that have physical disabilities that do want to vote in person, but let's say it's a burden on them, very hard to walk into the polling station. Well, our drivers can call the number, they'll bring a ballot. He is literally trying to shut that down in Harris County. The Harris County clerk has set up drive-through voting stations to make it easier to process voters, make it safer with COVID. He's trying to shut that down too. So it's just kind of an ongoing battle, and they're hanging on to, you know, keep their power in the state of Texas.
Jody and Sarah were adamant, though, that their drivers are fully prepared to drive people who need to drop off their mail-in ballots, even if that means driving an hour each way.
Despite all these barriers, or maybe because of them, Jody and Sarah explained why it is so important for them to continue their efforts.
I'm going to focus on Texas. We're going to keep having the same outcomes if we keep doing the same thing and keep reaching out to the same people. So it's just critical that we start doing some other things. I mean, we've got no balance in the state of Texas when it comes to our elected officials. And no matter, you know, what side you're on, I think a majority of people in this country would agree that that's not good for people. And so, you know, we're trying to really just completely change the way voting is done.
Jody also noted that this is a census year. This year, the federal government conducted its once-in-a-decade population count. The census count is particularly important because it will help determine how congressional districts are drawn up for the next 10 years. This is so important that the Trump administration did everything in its power to prevent undocumented immigrants from being counted and cut the census short despite delays caused by the coronavirus pandemic.
Now it's up to voters to elect the legislative officials that will decide what these congressional districts look like for the next decade.
Everyone knows this is a census year. One of the biggest components of that is how it impacts redrawing the congressional districts. Again, we're no longer under the Voting Rights Act, which means that Texas and other states, when they draw districts, they don't have to get pre-clearance from the Department of Justice, which they used to have to get. That's gone. Now they get to draw them any way they want. They can do it knowing that they're illegal. And then it's up to the other side, which that would be Democrats in Texas, to contest that. And there's really no effective way to do that. So we have a couple districts in Texas that are on the list of the most gerrymandered districts in the entire country. We have rulings from the courts from, you know, several years back, finding that they were not drawn properly, and nothing's changed. So it's really imperative that we get different leadership in this state so that we can have a government that is more responsive to all of the people in this state, not just some of the people.
I think the ship in the United States is just flailing, and we've got to get it righted. And the only way to get it righted, in our opinion, I think I can speak for Jody on this, is to give everyone a voice at the polls. And to let them know that we offer an easy way for them to do that. Our drivers are trained in basic voting law, so if there are any hiccups at the polls, they can step in and help the voter. We have three ways that folks can contact us, right? They can use the app, which we hope appeals to the kind of 18 to 40 or 50 year olds that are used to using Uber or Lyft. We also have a toll-free number that anyone can call in, and you can also schedule just on our web form. So we're trying to say to voters, hey, this is easy, this is safe, it is convenient, and we want to take you.
Unfortunately, not everyone is working to help alleviate the transportation problem for voters without reliable rides to the polls. In Denver, the Regional Transportation District actually voted against providing free rides for voters this year. The RTD has no problem providing free rides to people who want to celebrate New Year's Eve. But giving voters free rides to the polls was apparently a step too far for the transportation agency.
To think that someone might not get to vote because they didn't have 10 bucks or 3 bucks, that just hurts my heart.
Because local and state governments are failing to provide free rides for voters, initiatives like Rideshare to Vote are quickly expanding throughout the U.S. Jody told us how Rideshare to Vote has spread to other states.
Should there be initiatives like Rideshare to Vote in other states?
There are. So we are actually in other states. We have expanded very quickly. People have found out about us and outreach to us. So for this election cycle, we are actually running in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And we are running in West Virginia, where we've partnered with the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, Paula Jean Swearingen. So that's already happening, and I'm speaking for Sarah now, but I mean, that was a goal of hers when she came up with this idea that this spread across the country. Our mission is to fight voter suppression and increase Democratic turnout.
Rideshare to Vote has not only expanded this election, but Sarah told us that they're already looking ahead to the 2022 midterm elections to see where they should expand their effort next. And while they're excited to grow their efforts beyond Texas, Sarah and Jody acknowledge that they're looking forward to the day that initiatives like Rideshare to Vote aren't needed anymore.
What do you guys think can be done so that initiatives like Rideshare to Vote aren't actually needed anymore? So it is easier for voters to get to the polls.
Oh, that would be like a dream come true. We would hope that at some point we get put out of the energy and time and money that it takes to run an initiative like this, so that our time and energy could be put into other areas of things that are, you know, each of us, I think, would have areas where we would be interested in working in. But until we can get an equal voice at the polls, you know, we're going to keep digging our heels in and doing this. But Jody, I don't know, do you agree that we might be really relieved if everybody could vote easily?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that would fulfill our part of our mission of fighting voter suppression. And, you know, I've already thought ahead a little bit about that. So, you know, we had some great wins in Texas in 2018. I'm hoping we continue to have more wins this go round. And what we need to be doing, what I'm going to be doing personally, I can tell you, is reaching out to these newly elected Democratic representatives and pushing on them to make changes to the very restrictive voting laws in Texas.
For now, voters in Texas, West Virginia, and North Carolina that may need the help of Rideshare to Vote can easily contact them for a free round-trip ride to the polls. Voters can request rides on their website, rideshare2vote.com, download their app, or give them a call at 1-888-977-2250. Thank you for joining us for this episode of America the Voiceless. Join us next week for our final episode, where we'll hear from past guests and their reactions to the election. A special thank you to our podcast producer, Willis Polk, audio engineer Phil Williams, and the rest of the North Star staff.
This podcast is brought to you by the North Star, an independent media site fully supported by our members on thenorthstar.com. If you're not already a member, we'd love for you to subscribe so you can support our work. You can catch a fresh episode of America the Voiceless every Thursday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.